Good morning, New Rochelle. Welcome to the Chamber Show here on WVOX. I'm Matt Ricker. We're here every second and fourth Monday at 11 a.m. Arrive on your 1460 AM dial or worldwide at WVOX.com. Today, we have a new guest, Abby Udochi from the Concierge Healthcare. And thank you for being here.
Yeah, thanks, Matt. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome.
Matt and Diamond.
Yeah, sure. And also in studio is Diamond, a deputy director for the Chamber of Commerce. Also, if you would like to call in, our number is 914-636-0110. And we'd be happy to answer any of your questions, whether that's from the Chamber or for Abby. So, Abby, you are the founder and principal of Concierge Healthcare Consulting.
I am.
I'm excited that you're here. So tell me a little bit about your company. I'm going to ask you about your role and, you know, what you do at your company. So,
sure.
So tell me a little bit about yourself.
Okay, so I might take a minute to answer that specific question because I think the background is interesting.
Yeah.
I like to call myself a recovering healthcare executive.
Okay.
I worked in health insurance for over 20 years and did a boatload there. I left the organization at a very senior executive role, but during my time there, I ran three lines of business that totaled $800 million in revenue. I managed large parts of the organization. At one time, 400 people worked in my part of the company where I led lines of business, marketing, sales, member retention, customer service, all of the large call centers. It was a really wonderful place to work because my focus was always on people. Health insurance companies focus on populations.
Right.
And that's important because they're looking out for the dollar. But my focus was always the member. The one thing that I did that was always consistent while I worked there was to advocate for services for the poor, both in Washington, D.C. and in Albany.
Okay.
And so through all of the roles that I had at this particular organization, that advocacy role always remained consistent. So when it came time for me to step out and stretch my entrepreneurial wings, becoming a geriatric care manager was something that mixed my knowledge of big healthcare and advocating for people who are in need and are in vulnerable positions because they're not feeling well, they're sick,
right,
or they're managing long-term chronic conditions. So out of that, Concierge Healthcare was born.
Oh, nice. Okay, so and tell me where you're based out of.
We are based right here in New Rochelle.
Oh, great.
We can serve all of New York State. We do some work in New Jersey as well and other parts of the country, but our home is New Rochelle. And New York State is where we were founded.
So, so your primary area is the tri-state area.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
So Westchester County is a real main focus.
Yeah.
All of New York City, beyond Westchester up into Rockland,
okay,
a little bit of Long Island.
All right. So I know you are a care manager.
Yes.
And what types of services does Concierge Healthcare Consulting provide?
So there are three or four basic services that we provide. There's advocacy, which is really about patient navigation and helping people work through what many consider a very complex healthcare environment. In New York State in particular, there are just a glut of choices that one could make when seeking care. So advocacy and navigation are a huge part of the service, huge part of my concentration. And then we also do care planning, which means that we help people who are not well, who again are living with chronic conditions or have had an unexpected hospitalization or even an expected hospitalization, navigate that system. We put a plan of care together for them so that when they are ready, when they're released from the hospital, they know what steps they're going to take. So we'll consult with doctors and nurses who are treating them to understand what the next things they'll need to do in terms of both their medical and personal care, and we'll put a plan together and help them execute that plan. We'll also talk to them about cost containment strategies, how to use their health insurance, if they could qualify for Medicaid, trying to get them to the appropriate professionals that can help them with that. People call me a professional relative, a coach.
That's a good name. Yeah.
An advisor, a quarterback, that kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, when a loved one is in the hospital and they're being released and they're still not in the best shape and they have to now transition back to home life after a 2 week or 3 week hospital stay, that can definitely be challenging. Everything from food to rearranging their home.
Their living space.
Yeah.
Exactly right. So that it's safe for them.
Yeah.
To making sure that they have in-home care and they
absolutely
know how to get that funded if they need to.
Medications,
making sure that the medications are available and are being taken.
Physical therapy.
Appropriately, if they need PT, referring them to physical therapy, finding those services for them. A big part of our service is also search. So if a family requires a second opinion or another specialist or requires even advanced levels of care like nursing home or assisted living, we will spend time with families understanding what those needs are and conducting those searches for them. So we do the research, we do the phone calls, we do the tours and the visits, and then provide a report that gives them at least three choices, and then they can do tours if they like, and then we will sit with them until they actually make a choice and then help them work through that admission.
So my next question for you, what types of issues are your clients dealing with from time to time?
So that's a really good question, and I think the answer is probably in two parts. So my client is typically a senior, and my customer is typically their adult child. So the senior is usually going through either a health crisis or living with and managing a chronic condition, either living at their home, their child's home, or in an assisted living community or nursing home. So they're dealing with their health and personal care needs. The customer, their adult child, they're dealing with all kinds of things on their own. Home management and care planning, medical and personal care, advocacy for those things, help with personal hygiene and care sometimes, home maintenance and housekeeping, transportation, getting their loved one back and forth to doctor appointments, being there for the doctor appointments, mm-hmm. having to take off work to get there
right.
for the doctor appointments, financial accountability, keeping them company, which is a very important part of care when you're taking care of someone, and then just monitoring them and making sure that they're okay. You know, part of the reason that I launched this is because after I left the insurance company, girlfriends started coming to me. I'm a woman of a certain age, around 50, and so I'm in that generation that is taking care of children and has a spouse, managing a home and a full-time job. And I have a parent maybe that is not feeling so well. So suddenly now I'm cast in the role of caregiver, likely unexpectedly, and having to manage my life plus manage the care for a loved one who is not well. So a lot of these informal caregivers are stressed, under a lot of pressure, don't know where to go, maybe have to make phone calls and do research on the phone during the day at work.
Right.
So
and that can be difficult.
That can be difficult. Engaging a professional geriatric care manager can be a real assistance when one is in this position.
All right. So who generally hires the care manager? The aging person or their loved one?
So it really depends on the situation. I can give you an example of the adult child who recently engaged me. It's just one example of a client. The mom lives in a Westchester-based nursing home. The daughter is married, and when they contracted with me, was pregnant with their first child. Been married 2 years, now is going to deliver the grandchild of my client. She'd moved into this nursing home 3 or 4 months before they engaged me. The child is going to be born in 3 months. They're managing her care, spending 14 or 15 hours a week, which might not sound a lot like a lot, but is 2 or 3 hours a day. Excuse me. And it was a lot because the work that they were doing was very stressful.
Right.
And they'd run into some real issues with the nursing home. The mom had broken some rules. The nursing home was complaining. They were complaining about the nursing home. There was a lot of static in the relationship when I came along. So what did I do? I became the face of the crisis for them and helped to quell the waters by developing relationships from the executive director on in to the nurse manager, to the social worker, to the recreational director, and really worked to identify what the issues and complaints were, and sat every week with the nurse manager on mom's floor and ticked off every issue as we partnered and resolved them together. And that calmed the relationship and helped mom get into the life and culture at this nursing home much more safely, efficiently, and effectively, so that daughter and husband could have the baby and have some peace and not be stressed 14 or 15 hours a week dealing with the issues that were happening at this particular nursing home with their mom.
Right.
So that's just one example of why someone contracted with me. In this case, it was the adult child. But the mom we've become very close, and she is my client. She's the person that I'm working for.
Okay. It sounds like you will be called to be the peacemaker or the liaison between the two, the family and the nursing facility.
Yes, that's one instance. Okay. Exactly.
All right. So what is the most important aspect of your job?
So that's a good question. I think every aspect of my job is important. But the one that I think sits on top of everything and provides a covering for all of it is advocacy.
Okay.
And I believe that my experience in Washington and in Albany advocating for issues around health care for the poor, health care financing, operational capability for large health care systems, and breaking down those arguments, breaking down policy and making them actionable and reasonable for people to understand who are making decisions about money and how things happen, learning how to do it, knowing how to do it expertly has really positioned me to speak up effectively for vulnerable populations. And all of the clients that I work for are in a vulnerable state just because they're sick. You know, and they need someone to speak up for them. I don't know, Matt, if you've ever been in the position to, unfortunately, be hospitalized. But when you're hurt, you're hurting, you're in pain, you're just not feeling well, you are emotional.
Absolutely.
And so you're not when you're sitting in front of a physician or a nurse, you're not always going to think about the questions that you should ask.
Right.
You're
afraid to ask them.
That's exactly right. Maybe you don't want the answer. Or maybe you have a family member with you who is as emotional because they're worried about you. Having an objective ear, someone who can counsel you through the issue or the concern, can do the research for you, understand what your needs are, and then have those direct conversations with providers, facilities, and communities is absolutely something that people should take advantage of.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so it is time for a break. We'll be right back. You are currently listening to The Chamber Show here on WVOX. Thank you for joining us, and don't go anywhere.
Call Judy Fremont or David O'Shaughnessy in our advertising department to take advantage of WVOX's unique standing as Westchester's only remaining local radio voice. Advertisers can now reach a lot more concerned, involved, and active listeners with WVOX. Other stations have bailed out. Actually, they've completely given up and abandoned all local programming. So for a smarter radio advertising buy these days, rely on WVOX and worldwide on WVOX.com. Reasonable and affordable advertising. Call Judy Fremont or David O. at 914-636-1460 for effective 60-second, 30-second, or special program rates. 914-636-1460. Now, the only local radio game in the Golden Apple.
1460 WVOX.
Good morning, New Rochelle. My name is Matthew Ricker. You're listening to The Chamber Show here on WVOX. We're live on 1460 on your AM dial and worldwide at WVOX.com. We broadcast every second and fourth Monday. And today we have Abby Udochi, the founder and principal of Concierge Healthcare Consulting. Thank you, Abby, for joining us. And also in studio is Deputy Director Diamond Wallerstein. Now, Diamond, you have some chamber announcements.
Yes, so we have our monthly networking this Wednesday at 8 a.m. at Noma Social with our in-studio guest, Abby Udochi of Concierge Healthcare Consulting, and she will be having a presentation a more in-depth presentation of what exactly she does. So please attend. It's 8 a.m. at the Radisson. And then March 26th, we'll still be holding our annual dinner dance at the VIP Country Club. And that's at 6 p.m. honoring Christopher Greco of Christopher's Voice and the New Rochelle PBA, James O'Toole, and Timothy McKnight. So please grab your tickets now, and I'll give it back to you, Matt.
All right. So I understand we have a caller on the line. Good morning, Carolyn.
Hello?
Yes, you're live.
Sorry. I have a question. So I'm listening to the show, and Abby, you sound great, but my question is, like, who will the provider be that my mother gets? How do I know she's getting the best care that it seems like you're talking about? How do I know that the caregiver I get is going to be as great as Abby is? Does she monitor that? Do I have to monitor? How do I tell a good care manager from a bad care manager? How do I know it implements into my house?
So that's a good question. I think it's one that is on the minds of many people who are inviting others into their home to help care for a sick or aging loved one. You want to make sure it's someone that you can trust. So a geriatric care manager, which is the practice that I run, will help people who need at-home care find that at-home care. So we'll do the research for you or alongside you as your partner. We'll understand what the needs in-home are, and then we will narrow your choices down to a manageable number, like 3. And then we'll work with you to make the decision about which agency to work with, or if you're interested in a private aid, which private aids to contract with. We will do the interviews either for you or in partnership with you, and then help you make a selection. And then after that, if you're interested, concierge will also do a weekly drop-in just to make sure that things are happening the way that you want them to, the way we've contracted them to, and then be the liaison between the family and the agency.
That's excellent.
Yes. Because we know that sometimes minds change. Sometimes things don't work out the way that we initially expected them to. So staying on top of in-home assistance is really an important part of managing someone's care. So also helping you make decisions about when to transition is important as well.
All right. Carolyn, do you have any other questions for Abby?
No, that's really what my concern was. You know,
okay.
Who's going to be keeping an eye on what's going on at the house? And is that all just my responsibility? Because, you know, I'm a working person, too.
Exactly. That's exactly right. That's why we offer this service. Thank you, Carolyn.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right. And if anyone has any further questions, either for Abby or for the chamber itself, our call-in number is 914-636-0110. All right. So, Abby, before the break, we touched on a lot of different things.
We did.
So I wanted to kind of just close and ask you, what types of fees do care managers charge? How are they billed? For example, are they billed hourly, daily, or a flat fee?
If I could do this job for free, I would. But unfortunately, I cannot. So I think that's an interesting question. And the prices range. So yes, there is a flat fee, but all fees are based on an hourly rate.
Okay.
So the majority of care managers typically charge an hourly rate for their services. And you know, there's some parts of the country where you could contract with a care manager for $75 an hour. And there are other parts of the country where it might cost you $250 an hour. My rates are right in the middle. I'm $150 an hour. But what I will do for clients who need more than one service, I will typically package services together.
Okay.
And give families a flat fee. And that saves them some money. And that also doesn't handicap us in terms of what we can do. Because I like to be flexible,
right,
which is really an important part of what a geriatric care manager needs to be, because health changes.
Yeah.
And you want to know that the care manager that you're working with is flexible enough to change with your situation. So because of that, I also offer these package rates for people.
That's awesome. So I know earlier in the show I asked you where you primarily serve, but do you work with families who are outside of New York State and the tri-state area?
Sometimes I do, yes.
Okay.
So I'm working with a family right now who lives in Boston.
Okay.
Their mom lives in Manhattan, and she wants to relocate to Miami Beach, Florida.
Wow.
So I'm doing a search for them for assisted living right now. So, yes, as long as the work can be done remotely, phone calls, research, streaming video, there are all kinds of things that can be done online and remotely as it pertains to this work. And if I can do that for a family, I absolutely am available to do so.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, that makes it very convenient, I'm sure, yes. With like Skype and
yes.
FaceTime and all those virtual services.
Absolutely.
All right. So, Abby, if anyone has any further questions, how can they contact you?
Oh, they can email me at info@concierge-care.com or call me at 413-354-4043. And can I just stick in the discount program that
yes.
I'm offering
mm-hmm.
between now and the end of March? Any of our listeners who call that number or email me will have a free consultation, 10% off of services between now and March 31st.